Blog Talk Radio. wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, which is one of the holidays that is observed in the United States of America and other places. So I hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving day and you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, and that you're ready for this next week. Taking us for holiday, birthday weekend, just so much going on. We thank God for everyone that's called in. We thank God for everyone that called in and support. I am Charmaine Dyer with Minister Sylvia Kaiser and also Minister Brandon Kaiser, and Minister Sheila Kaiser is always on the line to support us. And she's also on the line today. So I'm going to bring her in. And just so you know, this is another day for us to pray. So we will be praying today. So I'm going to start off with finding out if Minister Sheila is ready to start praying or if I will be praying the whole time, because I am good with whatever the Lord opens up a door for me to pray, to sing, to worship him, whatever God wants me to do. The songwriter said, whatever you're doing in this season, God, don't do it without me. Minister Sheila, are you on the line?
Good morning, Prophetess Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Brandon, and all of us listeners. In honor to God, our Father and the Son, Lord Jesus Christ, I thank him. And I thank everyone for this morning that the Lord has blessed to be among us. Excuse me, I'm probably stumbling from words, but I'm going to get something out. I'm just going to say, look over me as I pray. And I just want to say thank the Lord for today, Lord Jesus. I thank you for another day. I thank you for a great day of blessings that you have gave me of life. And for all that it is, because I know without you would not be here and would not know that you are the one and only one that we should be concerned and worshiping and loving, that would bring us joy and without faithfulness and believing in life, that through all this torment we are going through, that you are the answer and the only real answer, the only right answer, and the biggest blessing of life that we can have. Just look over the ones that's unbelieving, that don't know you, to send someone to them to let them know you are the only answer, the above and the heaven, not the below and the hell that we are going through is not the true way. You are the only way. Lord, I thank you to bless my family, birth family, your family, and for all family that are here and can understand and learn to understand the true blessing that you can put in their life, all the badness, the obsessions, the difficulties that we're going through. You can pull us through with the blessings that would be unbelievable. You can take the down and bring it so far up that the joy of the life and the blessing from you will just fill your heart with glory and joy. Thank you for the Prophetess Elect Cecilia for bringing us this program, for being a blessing of the word, that you have blessed her mightifully. Excuse me. Minister Brandon, Sister Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and to all our prophetess, Sandra Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, and Prophetess Antoine. Lord, I thank you for all the above family that you have put me in. It's a tall, blessing family of the knowledge of you and no one but you. Lord, I thank you for this. Thank you for my mom that brought us into the life to let us know you are the one and the only one. Lord, bring your blessings down on this government, the streets that are so difficult to be in, the life that we're in, that Satan is trying to take over, to make us believe he is the one when it's all he's bringing is terror, obsession, hurt, pain, and ungrateful to life that people are deciding or thinking about taking their lives that think it would make it even better, which it would be worse because it's going to take him, take them to him. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for this blessing of another great day of life to love and to be with you. Thank you. Amen.
Father God, we glorify you, and we magnify your name. We thank you for being Adonai. We thank you for being Tekistanu. We thank you for being Jehovah God. We thank you for being our sovereign master and teacher. We thank you, God, for being a God that is real, a God that exists. We thank you for your word reminds us that we're to praise you, to seek you early. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for teaching us about faithfulness. Thank you for teaching us about truly how to trust you in the good times or the so-called bad times. God, so many times, the times that we would call bad times, someone else would love, as the songwriter has said, to be in our shoes. Teach us, God, to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. Teach us to be grateful, thankful, not just on Thanksgiving Day, not just on Christmas, not just on Easter, on American holidays or any other universal holiday. God, that we're to be thankful daily. Your word reminds us that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you for being our Almighty. We thank you for your angels that are encamped all around us. God, we thank you for even the angels, the archangels that have obliterated and annihilated the very arsenal of the enemy that tried to not only block our blessings, but tried to come our way with all types of evil and fiery darts and discontent and things that will cause us not to walk in unity or things that will cause us to not only remember that you give us joy unspeakable and peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for the hope. We thank you for your grace and mercy that are new every morning. God, we thank you for love, unconditional love, that you are such a great example of. God, we thank you for our mother and we thank you for our father that you blessed us to have that brought us into this world. God, we thank you for the legacies that were before us and the legacies that will come after us. We thank you that your word reminds us that even comes so quickly, Lord Jesus, that as we tarry and as we wait on Jesus' return, God, that we're to lift up Jesus so that he could draw all men unto him. So thank you for teaching us to lift up Jesus. Thank you for teaching us to extol the very name of Jesus. Thank you for teaching us the power in the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Thank you for the indwelling of your Holy Spirit. God, thank you for being our God, the one and only true and living God. Thank you, God, for teaching us the power of your word. For in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Thank you for Jesus being Alpha and Omega. Thank you for being the author and the finisher of our faith. God, thank you that your word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. Thank you for teaching us to live a life that says, not my will, but your will be done. To live a life that says, be it unto me according to your word, God. So we thank you for your word. We thank you for everything that you promised. We thank you for every blessing that you've given. We thank you for even everything that you've allowed. Help us, God, to trust you. And to be grateful for the things that you've allowed for, they all shall work out for our community. afflictions, misunderstandings, being misunderstood, or even Jesus was misunderstood. We thank you for our destiny. We thank you for our purpose. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our aunts and our uncles. We pray for Bam, God. We pray for Bam and her family, God, as she's laying in the hospital and they've already given up on her, God. We thank you that we know that we were set in the hospital room with our mother and they had given up on her, God. And we had a call for the family, a call for the saints, but it was just like as a power when he turned his back towards the wall and he prayed. But that is the case in this. God, we not only pray that you would give her more time, but we pray that her children would turn to you, God, with their whole hearts, not partially, not sometime, but God, continually turn towards you. But God, if this is her time to transition, we pray that her transition would be to be with you, God. We pray that her heart, her mind, her soul, and everything has been sold out to you, God. God, don't let her leave here without being sold out to you so that she can reign with you instead of being separated from you for all eternity. God, help even Amy Maras, because this will be another child that she has lost within these past couple of years. Encourage her heart, God. Remind her that you love her. Draw her nigh to you, God. Encourage your heart, God. Not only encourage your heart, God, but let her be a walking, living epistle for you. It's not about walking in the natural as much as it is walking in the spirit realm, God. There's so many looking to the left and to the right, God, but cause them to look towards you, towards heaven, for heaven is where your help will come from. For the help that we get from you, God, is everlasting and eternal. The help that we get from you, God, the doors that no man can shut, and can shut doors that no man can open. The help that we get from you, God, will cause us to stand under the windows of heaven that pour out blessings that we don't have room to receive. The help that we get from you, God, will cause goodness and mercy to follow us all the days of our lives. Thank you, God, for teaching us your word. For we know that your word shall not return unto us void. We shall be able to establish in that for which you sent it. So we thank you for your word. We thank you for Jesus being your word made flesh. We thank you for by Jesus Christ we're already healed. We thank you that Apostle Sandra Thomas is healed from her head to her toe from the inside out. She's healed, she's whole, not only in the natural, but in the spirit realm, God. We thank you for the great, great onslaught of souls that she's going to win in her latter days that'll be even far greater than her former days. We thank you for Minister Sheila Kaiser, how you're going to bless her and how you're going to anoint her with your yoke-destroying anointing to preach your word and teach your word in season and out of season, how to rebuke and how to reprove, and how to speak in love, and how to speak with that yoke-destroying anointing that will cause the enemies of our souls to flee. We thank you for Minister Sylvia, how you're using her for your glory, God, and that she will do only what you would tell her to do and say what only you would tell her to say. Thank you, God, that she will be a walking, living epistle of your love, of your grace and your mercy and your hope. Thank you for Minister Kaiser, how not only will he do what you say when you tell him to say it, God, but he will be a great prophet and a great man that you have caused him to be. For you said in the Joel that they would dream dreams. Cause them not only to dream the dreams, God, but that the dreams will be manifested for your glory. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for everything that you've promised. For your promises are yea and amen. God, we thank you for teaching us to keep our vows to you, our vows to one another, God. We thank you for giving us the ability to give seed to the sower and that we would sow good seeds, God. We would sow it on stony ground. We wouldn't sow it on thorny ground that would cause the seed to be choked and die, God. But for the seeds that you give us to sow, God, that not only will they grow and not only will they manifest, God, but they will grow and so much until our seed will not want or lack for anything, God. For they will be walking, living epistles of your greatness, of your love. Cause our children and our children's children and our nieces and nephews and cousins, God, to learn to love you with their whole heart. I'll call on their names, God. I call on Minnie's children and Mary's children. I call on Sheila's children and Sylvia's children. I call on Billy's children, God. I call out their names in the spirit realm, God. For Bonnie and Mark and Tanya and Al and T and Pinky and Juan and Brandon and Stanley. God, I call of their children's children. God, I don't have to call them name by name because, God, you know the ones that they claim and the ones that are truly theirs, God, that are still yours. God, so we thank you for the children. We thank you for the yoke-destroying anointing in the children's lives, that they will be great soul winners, that they will cast out devils in your name. God, on the other night when we were in Pinky's house and Carvon called two of his cousins to hold hands and pray, and he prayed for unity in the children, God, cause him to be a great man of God that will do great things for you, God. For even at a young age, he's not only searching for you and worshiping you, but he's declaring who you are, not only in his life, but in others' lives. We thank you for those that are married into the family, like Minister Carlton and even also Brandon's fiance, God. We ask you, God, to cause us not only to come together in unity, but cause us to mature in you, God. We even pray for Kat, God. We pray that she will be saved and saved and saved again, God, that you will never let her go. And that she will run towards you, that her children will run towards you, God. And not only will they run towards you, but they will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I pray for Crystal, God. I pray for T. I pray for their children. I pray for the house that they live in. I pray for the spiritual and the natural houses, God. Save them again. Save them for real, God. Change their appetites, God, that they will have the appetite that will cause them to want to draw nigher to you, to want to eat your word and drink that everlasting eternal water. God, change their appetites in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you would save everyone connected to us, God, and that we ourselves would not only that we will live and breathe the word, that we will pray your word, that we will sing your word, that we will meditate on your word day and night. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for teaching us to wear the whole armor of God. Thank you for your armor, God. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your anointing. God, we ask you on today to not only bless us in the city and bless us in the field, not only to make us the head and not the tail, not only to make our vast overflow, God, that we would be a blessing not only in charity, but also in time. Not only in time, but also in worshiping. For the Father seeketh such to worship him, for they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Teach us how to be true worshipers, God. Teach us how that we will know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt where one or two are gathered in your name that you're in the midst, God. And when you're in the midst, not only do we give you all the glory and all the praise, God, but that we let you have your way, that we surrender and we submit to the leading of your Holy Spirit, that we surrender and we submit to your word, your eternal word, your everlasting word. For God, your word is eternal. Your word is the healing balm in Gilead. We thank you for the stripes of Jesus Christ, for we're already healed because of his stripes. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, for let the redeemed of the Lord say so. For because of the blood of Jesus and because of the nails that he bore for us, because of the cross that he carried for us, we have been given the gift of eternal life. We thank you, God, that eternal life will be with you, paraded from you. But God, we wish to spend every fiber of our total being in worship with you, eternally with you, God. We ask you to save people at a young age, and that they will stay with you even for their latter years, God. Save, deliver, and set free. We pray for our White House. We pray for all of the political parties, God. Take America back to a land in God we trust. God of manna, not the God of hell, not the God of evil, not the God of greed and war, not the God of stupidity of being a moron, not the God of ignorance, not the God of knowing it all, Mr. or Mrs. Intellect, not the God of I can buy this and I can buy that, but a God that is the one and only true and living God, which is you. The Trinity, the perfect Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Take us back to being a land that people say, not just about being a Christian land, but being a land where the manifestations of your presence is there, God. Show us your glory, God. Cover America with your glory. For even in the beginning, the Holy Spirit hovered over your creation. And as you were created it, the Holy Spirit was still there. We thank you for even when Jesus went with you to sit on your right hand, he didn't want to leave us comfortless, so he sent your Holy Spirit. Take us back to Pentecost, God. It doesn't have to be a day of Pentecost, but it could be daily Pentecostal days. God, empower us not only to speak in unknown tongues and languages, but empower us to speak your word, to lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. Anoint us, God. Anoint us on high, God, that we understand that our words are more than words, but they're those things that are being established. For we said that your words shall not return unto you void, God. So cause us not to be careless and callous with your word, but cause us to be careful with your word, to be strategic with your word, to be purposeful with your word, God. For we want the things that we speak to be established. For if we say we have joy unspeakable, God, that's what we want to have. For if we say we have peace that surpasses all understanding, God, that's what we want to have. For if we say we're blessed in the city and blessed in the field, God, that's what we want to have. If we say we're lenders and not borrowers, God, that's what we want to have. If we say that we're walking, living epistles of your grace and of your mercy and of your power, of your yoke-destroying anointing, of the indwelling of your Holy Spirit, that's what we want to have, God. Teach us not only how to pray, God, but teach us how to speak. Teach us how to praise you. Teach us how to worship you. For they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Teach us how to teach your word and preach your word. Teach us how to let your word do its own work. For God, you use us as vessels, and we thank you. But teach us how to get out of the way after we've taught the word, after we've preached the word according to your will and your way, God, that we will just get out of the way and let you get all the glory and all the praise. God, there's a lot of witchcraft and warlords going on, not only in the church, but in the households of God and other arenas, in houses, in families, God. I ask you in the name of Jesus to obliterate it and annihilate it and destroy it. With this enemy we see today, we will see no more. God, open up the Red Sea and drown it forever. Cause those dry places to live, God. Cause those bones to come together and those ligaments and everything to function as they're to function. God, we need for your word to come alive in every aspect of our lives. We need for your will to be manifested in every area of our lives. We need for your word to take dominion in every area of our lives. Your word, your will, your way. We submit, God. We submit everything in our lives to you, to your word, to your will, to your way. Teach us how to submit to you, God. Many of us have learned how to submit to husbands and wives and people and supervisors and this and that, but teach us how to truly submit to you so that you not only get all the glory and the praise, God, but that it's manifested and evident that you are still in control. Thank you for being in control. Thank you for being omnipresent, all-knowing. Thank you for being everywhere. For if Dan or anyone tried to hide in heaven or in hell, under the sea, under the trees, in the caves, God, you could find them. We thank you for being a God that is everlasting and eternal and ever-present, that man can't hide from you anywhere. For even when Adam and Eve tried to hide from you, God, it was manifested and known that you knew where they were, and you didn't ask them where they were because you didn't know. But it was to let them know that you're an all-knowing, all-seeing God. We thank you for your glory. Once again, God, show us your glory. In every area of our lives, God, show us your glory. In our finances, show us your glory. In our relationships, God, show us your glory. In our health, God, show us your glory. On our jobs, in this classroom, show us your glory, God. In ministry, God, show us your glory. And God, not only will we give you all the glory, but it will be known that it's your glory, God. We're asking for your presence in every area of our lives, God. Your unwavering presence. Your everlasting presence, God. We need your glory. There's evil in this land, as Minister Sheila has already prayed. There's evil to the left and to the right, but God, show us your glory. For evil cannot dwell when your glory is present. We ask you for your glory in every area of our lives, God. We not only want to walk right and to talk right, God, but we want to worship you right. God, bring us your glory. And let us dwell in your glory, God. There's healing and wholeness in your glory. There's true worship in your glory, God. Bring us your glory. There's all understanding in your glory. There's joy unspeakable, God, in your glory. Your will be manifested in your glory. Lifting up Jesus so that he could draw all men who be perpetually seen in your glory. Greed can't manifest in your glory. Can't manifest in your glory. Selfishness can't manifest in your glory, God. Discontentment can't manifest in your glory. Hypocrisy cannot manifest in your glory, God. We ask you for your glory. Don't let us go anywhere without your glory. Whether we're driving in the car, riding on a bus, or flying in an airplane, riding on a train, don't let us go, glory. While we're laying in bed, God, send your glory. While we're walking the streets, God, send your glory. While we're sitting in the classroom, God, send your glory. No matter where we are, God, we want your glory. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the wholeness in your presence. Thank you for the joy and peace that's in your presence. Thank you for the yoke-destroying anointing that's in your presence. Thank you that in your presence, every diabolical plan of the enemy, every strategy will be exposed and decoded and obliterated in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your glory. We'll extol you. We'll exalt you in your glory. We'll walk in humility and be humble in your glory, God. We'll walk in the meekness that even Jesus showed. It wasn't that he wasn't able to do things, but it's that he decided to be meek and humble for your glory, God. Teach us, God, that it's not always about our strength and us showing our strength, but it's about your glory and your wisdom. For you said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. So we ask you for your glory. We ask you for your peace. We ask you for your grace and mercy. We ask you for your joy. We ask you for your yoke-destroying anointing. We thank you for the rest that you give us, the rest in you, the rest in knowing that we can trust you, the rest in knowing that you will give us just what you said. You're a promise keeper. You're a covenant banker, and you're a covenant keeper. So we thank you for the covenant that you've entered. Thank you for teaching us that humankind has only one race. And it's the race that you created. Teach us, God, that discrimination is not of you. Prejudice is not of you. Hatred is not of you, God. But you're a loving God. You're a kind God. God, teach our fingers and our hands to war and to fight in the spirit realm, God. That we'll be people of prayer and supplication, intercession, God. Teach us how to intercede for one another. Many of us pray for ourselves, God, but we forget to pray for others. Teach us how to pray for one another and to bless those that curse and to good to those that hate us and to pray for those that will despitefully use us or persecute us. Teach us not to be those that are in that scornful place, God, for we don't wish to sit at the seat of the scornful one. Teach us, God, to know that we can know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that many shall fall to our left hand and our right hand, but it won't come nigh us, God. Only with our eyes will we look and see those things that are happening to the evil. For God, we will be your people. And you will be our God. We will call for the wailing women. We will, as the older women, teach the younger women of you, God. God, we will teach the children how to pray. Children nowadays, God, appear to know this song and that song, but they don't know the songs of Zion, for when Zion sings. Teach us to teach the children to pray, even if they pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. For even in that prayer it says, Our Father. For God, we will be teaching them that you're their Father, their eternal and heavenly and everlasting Father, who art in heaven. Teaching them that you not only are in heaven, but God, you're ever present everywhere. Hallowed is your name, God. Your name is revered. Your name is reverenced. Your name is eternal. Your name is all powerful. Thank you for at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. We thank you for the power in the name of Jesus. Teach us to call on the name of Jesus. When we don't know what to do, we don't know what to pray, the call or the name of Jesus. Many of us, God, have forgotten to call on the name of Jesus. We'll call it on the name of this person and this situation and that situation. Many times, God, we're even giving the enemy of our souls credit for the very things that you allow. Teach us, God, that it's not always sometimes about blaming it on the enemy, but it's about coming to you, God, and asking you, God, you allowed this. What am I to learn? God, you allowed this. What must I do? God, you allowed this. What are you trying to say? God, you allowed this. What is it that you want? God, you allowed this. Where do you want me to go? God, you allowed this. Where do you want me to stay? God, you allowed this, so I allow it to. Teach us, God, to be those people that you have called the remnant. God, thank you for allowing us to be your remnant. Thank you for allowing us to be your people. Thank you, God, for giving us a heart to want to praise you, a heart to want to pray, a heart to want to worship you and to worship you in spirit and in truth, a heart to want to introduce you to this whole world based off of your great commission, God, that we will preach the word and teach the word and live the word from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and that we will live no terrain uncovered. Whether we walk there with our feet, or we go there with the World Wide Web, or we go there via a radio or a television station, via missionary work, via missions, however you will send us, God. Thank you, and we glorify you, and we magnify you for your word, for your love, for everything that you're doing in this season, God, and the next season, and the next season. We thank you. We glorify you. And we're entering into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We're praying and we're preaching and we're teaching your word, for your word shall not return unto you void. And your word is like a hammer that breaks the locks into pieces. And you watch over your word, God. So we thank you for watching over your word. Thank you for making sure that your word is established. Thank you for making sure that we know that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and that that word was made manifest in the flesh of Jesus Christ. So we thank you for the power of your word. We thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus, the healing blood of Jesus. We thank you for the balm in Gilead, for is there not a physician there? And we know, God, wherever you are, wherever the blood is, wherever Jesus is, wherever your Holy Spirit is, that there's healing, that there's wholeness, and it's available to each and every one of us. We ask you for your wisdom, God, once again. For not only do we need wisdom in finances, we need wisdom in relationships, we need wisdom in counseling, we need wisdom in just existing, God, for your glory. We thank you for your wisdom. And we thank you that we will be those Proverbs 31 women, God. We thank you that we won't be nagging women. We won't be women that tear down our own houses, God. But we'll be women that lift up Jesus so that he can draw all men unto him. So we thank you for the building, God. We thank you for the purging and the refining with a refiner's fire. We thank you for making us to find rubies and the pearls and the diamonds that you are causing us to be. We thank you for all of the gold that you've brought into our lives and all of those things that are impure that will cause us any hurt and harm, that you cause them to burn off. For a lot of times, God, when we're going through things, we think that it's not of you, but it's you making us. For you are the potter and we are the clay. We thank you for making us again and again and again. Teach us, God, until we get to those perfected bodies that you're going to be making us again and again. And that while you're making us, it may not always be comfortable. We may not even like it. But the reality of it, God, is that all things work together for our good. And they're going to be according to your purpose. So we thank you for your purpose in our lives. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for the manifestation of your love in every area of our lives. And once again, I pray for Minister Sheila, who's been a co-host on these Let's Talk Sundays, where we pray and we sought you with our whole heart. God, that she will wake up early to seek you and to pray for an hour. Pray even Jesus, you went to your disciples and says, can't you just pray with me for an hour? Teach us, God, to not only pray with you and for you, and to you, God, for an hour, that we would do it in every area of our life. We thank you for changing our appetites to being an appetite of prayer, an appetite of being a true worshiper, an appetite of being a preacher and teacher of your living word, an appetite of a person that will be a walking epistle that people will say, I want to serve their God. For their God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, everlasting and eternal God. We thank you for who you are, who you've been, and who you're always going to be. And that's God, the one and only true and living God. Thank you that there's nothing and no one greater than you, God. We thank you that you're manifesting your glory in every area of our lives. We thank you for the traveling mercy and the safety that you've given us every day and that you're still giving us. We thank you for the longevity that you've given us and the legacies of people that love the Lord, that worship the Lord. Turn us back to you, God. For you said, if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, that you would hear from heaven and God, you would heal the land. So heal the land and every fiber of our total being. Heal the land in the Midwest. Heal the land in America. Heal the land in the White House. Heal the land, God. This is a clarion call, God, to all the prayer warriors to pray for America and all nations to be healed. I know that in order for Jesus to come, God, that there's a number of things that have been declared and decreed within your Bible, which is the Bible that you've given us, and we thank you for all of those things, God. But you said there would be a great falling away, but God, in order for there to be a great falling away, there first must be a first draw, a great drawing. We ask you, God, for that great drawing. That even the people that are various, the religions and beliefs and non-beliefs that have not heard of you, God, but they will be drawn to you to love you with every fiber of their total being. We pray for everyone connected to Smile3E. We pray for everyone connected to the Seawares, the Kaisers, and the Dickens. and the Sinclairs and the Browns. God, we pray for everyone that's connected to us in the spiritual DNA and the natural DNA. We pray for those that have been married into the family, those that have children connected to our family, those that have just been connected to us through various organizations, whether it's been school, motorcycles, or whatever it is, God. We pray for them that, God, they will serve you with their whole heart and even come so quickly, Lord Jesus, have your way in every area of our lives. Amen and amen. It is so and so it is. Amen. Minister Sheila, did you have anything else you wanted to add before we pause there?
Okay. Well, I can't hear it.
Go ahead about that.
As I said, I just want to thank everyone for being on this service this morning and thank the Lord for us. I want to thank the Lord to bless my children, your children, grandchildren, great grandchildren. I just ask the Lord to bless our families and families that's connected to our family, just to keep us all under Him and only under Him, and to just bless us with His blessings. And to keep praying and keep Him on your heart, mind, and your soul. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank for the blessing of the Lord in my life. Thank you.
Amen. So don't forget our foundational scripture, which is St. Matthew 6 and 33. Some people just like to call it Matthew 6 and 33. Whatever you call it, just make sure it is truly that which is of the Lord. So, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The addition of His love, the addition of His peace, the addition of His peace. Oh, I speak peace in America. Peace in the minds of your people. Peace in the hearts of your people. Peace in the relationships with your people. Peace in the White House. Peace in the political party. Peace on the job. Peace in supervisory, peace in subordinates, peace, I speak peace, I speak peace in the name of Jesus. Till tomorrow, the iron sharpening iron, be at peace.